Greece has been facing huge economic problems since the financial crisis hit. Because of that, the number of Greeks living on the streets has skyrocketed since 2008. Greece lacks a strong social safety net, and lots of social services and health services were cut down. After 2 years of state-sponsored assistance, people who have run out of luck turn to their families, or they end up homeless, living on the streets. In Athens, homeless people have started to give tours, not of the Acropolis or other standard sites for tourists, but of soup kitchens and drug treatment centres. Sonia Dean has this report from Thomas Bormann in Athens.
Christos Bakayanis has tried just about every drug, from cocaine to heroin. Although he's been clean for 7 years, it's hard for people like him to find work in crisis-struck Greece. And without a job, Bakayanis can't afford a place to live. He just turned 50 and stays in an empty warehouse. But he's not wallowing in self-pity. Bakayanis has been able to earn a few euros by guiding tourists around Athens. He's indicating the location where junkies shoot up, and then where he set out to kick the habit all those years ago. Near Amanoia Square, he points to a rundown office building.
Luckily, the city opened up its so-called shooting gallery here. It's a space where drug addicts can get clean needles and, above all, help. They're offered treatment for withdrawal symptoms.
A good dozen people are listening to Bakayanis. A female tourist from Germany, a visitor from Italy, and mostly Athenians who had no idea about this dark side to their own city. They peer into rear courtyards where homeless people sleep on beds of cardboard at night. And they visit soup kitchens where destitute elderly line up in tattered jackets every day for a free lunch. Labros Moustakis, the other guide on this tour, says that earlier he had a normal life, family, work, a home. But then his marriage fell apart, he lost his job, and he could no longer pay the rent. For months, Moustakis slept outside on park benches. Now he's sharing a room in a state-run shelter with an Iranian refugee. He's standing in front of a bare 10-story high-rise at Vathi Square.
Residents here are between 18 and 80 years old. Two-thirds of them are men, a third women. We're technically only allowed to live here 1 year max, but the city of Athens has now extended that to 3 years. But they're even not too strict about that, because otherwise the person would be homeless again. We don't have 300 euros a month for an apartment.
After becoming unemployed, Greek people get about 2 years of benefits. There's no long-term welfare, although there are plans to introduce that soon. If they can't find another job, then they're on their own. Jobless, often turn to family, or they end up on the streets. Recovered addict Bakayanis is happy that he can do some work as a tour guide.
If I can use my experience to get others to help homeless people, well, that's great. If people are moved to give something, that would make me happy.
Tour customer Vicky Pasamenu has gotten the message. She lives in a more prosperous neighborhood in Athens where the streets are lined with beautiful estates and manicured yards. She's deeply moved by the tour and, above all, by the tour guide.
I can only recommend this tour. These people have incredible abilities. With support, they can accomplish a lot.
For 2 hours every Saturday, Bakayanis, Moustakis, and other homeless people in Athens guide their guests through what they call an invisible route in their city. Of the 6 euros each tour guest pays, 3 go to the Athens homeless newspaper Shadia, which organizes the tour. The homeless guides get the other half. Although this may not seem like a lot, the intangible exchange makes the homeless tours even more valuable for both guide and tourist.